from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban 3 fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on newborn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Hawk, when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck can pull a truck, hug him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Team.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
I don't know who this is. Not Limp Bizkit.
Definitely not Limp Bizkit.
Who is this, Solana? Jimmy picks the music, but Solana has ultimate power of veto.
I guess I do. I haven't been maximizing that
power.
Well,
because you don't want to overuse the veto.
Correct. This is the Killers. The Killers.
Oh, this is the Killers?
Yeah.
Never got into them. They're unbelievably popular.
Yep.
And I missed the boat on them. I don't know why, but... they sell out the arena every time they're down here.
Yeah.
You like them?
Nah, by association. My fiance loves... I've seen the Killers like 7 times. Hawk, trust me, you watch them once, you're good. Okay, that's it.
Because that almost sounded like electronic to me. I thought they were like hard rock.
Nah, I mean, they're definitely rock, but some of their newer stuff has more upbeat music to it. Like a new wave rock, almost.
That's how it felt to me. A little new wave-ish.
Yeah, yeah. Their shows are good. You don't need to see any artist 7 times, though. Let's be honest.
Manilow.
That's the exception.
Well, maybe I got to get into these Killers. They're the hot new thing?
Yeah, yeah. I think they formed like a couple months ago. Yeah, they're the hot new thing.
Because I just tried last night. I sent you a picture. I had an Aperol Spritz last night.
Right.
That's like the new drink sweeping the nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not really, but you're sticking to this bit. And I'm not biting on it. I'm not biting on it.
I'd never heard of this Aperol Spritz.
You've never heard of Aperol Spritz,
no.
Hawk.
And I've seen it all over the last few months. And we actually, Lori and I sat down, at we were at the bar at Louis Bossy last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the bartender, I said, I want to try one of these Aperol Spritzes I keep hearing about.
So what'd you think?
It was fine. I like Prosecco.
Mm-hmm.
She had said to me, she goes, so you never have one? I said, yeah. She said, you know, it's not like super sweet. Aperol's not super sweet. She's like, you'll like it. It's fine. She's like, you get the vibe of Prosecco.
Yeah.
It was exactly what it was.
It's an aperitif, if we're being honest, in Italy. That's when you would order it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those, so now I'm getting into those. I might as well get into the killers because these, you know, I want to stay current.
You got to try a limoncello spritz. That's where it's at. See, Aperol spritz,
so
a little older.
That's funny. Limoncello, you know, Jimmy brought us limoncello from Italy,
yeah.
And it's one of the few alcohols that Lori enjoys, mm-hmm. and we don't normally drink when we go out. But I wanted to try one of these hot new drinks so I could talk about it. And she was like, "Well, maybe I should get something." And she looked at the menu and she's like, well, they have a limoncello spritz.
Boom.
But she doesn't like Prosecco.
But with the limoncello, so you don't even taste the Prosecco. You really don't.
Well, she doesn't like bubbles. She doesn't like anything. She doesn't like spritz. She doesn't drink soda. She doesn't like anything carbonated.
No CO2?
Mm-mm.
Wow. That's bizarre. Like the texture? She's not a fan of the carbonation?
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't like it.
Huh.
So I said, well, you know, you can get just a straight limoncello.
Mm-hmm.
Carry you home.
Literally, you'll have to carry her home.
Literally have to carry her home.
Limoncello, you're supposed to take almost like a shot, almost. I mean, they pour it to you in like a shot glass or maybe like a tiny serving, and you kind of just sip on it a little bit. It's almost like a dessert wine, you know, like a port.
It's a vibe.
Yeah.
It's a vibe more than a drink.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you're pounding a limoncello, I mean.
She had a tumbler. Woo.
Yeah.
They're so strong.
Yeah. You drank a lot on your trip to Italy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily believe you.
I did have shots of limoncello.
All right. Crowder will be joining us momentarily. He's just getting signed in right now. We've got action today, Jack. Team USA against Serbia. 55 minutes from now.
Let's go.
France goes to the gold medal game. I'm guessing the winner of USA-Serbia does as well?
Yes, Hawk. The other semifinal should result in knowing who will play the winner of France-Germany. Yeah, France won 73-69, so that's a
This is a semifinal game, so this is important.
Right. Yeah, both games, very important.
All right. So it'll either be USA versus France or France versus Serbia.
Or USA-Germany for the bronze.
Sure. I was talking about the gold medal.
Yeah. So France versus the winner of today's USA-Serbia game. You got it. There you go.
Right. I want to bet this game, so we got to get some action here before 3 o'clock.
All right.
Because you did very well in the last game, and I want to build on that. I want to build on our lead.
All right, well, let me, maybe during the break, I'll take a little gander and see what I can come up with. I didn't hate Serbia covering. What was the line again? 13 and a half?
14 and a half.
14 and a half.
14 and a half.
I don't hate that, but
we're not betting Serbia, though.
Okay, yeah.
We're just not doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
You want to ride Devin Booker again? 10 and a half is the over?
I kind of like it.
LeBron, 15 and a half? I tell you why. LeBron, everybody see that video of LeBron walking to the bench last game? The crowd erupts.
Yeah.
And he's doing the king motion. He thinks they're erupting for him. But a French swimmer has walked into the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in France.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going crazy. And he thinks it's for him.
Yeah.
And that kind of goes viral. Well, that embarrasses him. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I think he comes out today and he puts up 30 points. Like he's got to get he can't allow that to be a lasting image of the Olympics.
So that's your handicapping? LeBron James, the greatest basketball player ever, or the second greatest, whatever, was embarrassed, so he wants to come out and dominate.
Yes.
Huh.
Because the normal, I'll tell you, my normal handicapping would be he wants to come out and dominate in the gold medal game. But I say no. He wants to be the guy who allows the next generation of star to dominate in the gold medal game. This is part of, like, you know, the narrative that he writes for himself. So this is it for him. And it's coming off an embarrassing moment. I think the LeBron over is the play.
I'll ride with you because not because of anything you're saying. I think everything you're saying is just absolutely ridiculous. But
bunk.
Yeah, I'll ride with you on LeBron over simply because the U.S. wins this game today, Hawk. They're probably going to win the gold medal. Like, this is the only game where if they struggle a little bit and Serbia plays to their absolute best potential, they can hang with the U.S. So I feel like LeBron comes out, sets the tone, and this, for them, is their gold medal game. Like, win this, you're in the clear. LeBron wants to handle business today. I mean, you can't lose in the semifinal. You just absolutely can't lose in the semifinal.
I like, for all those reasons and above, LeBron over 15 and a half.
All right. I'm in then. You just never know with LeBron, man. He's going to come out, like, he's going to try to get everybody else involved.
I don't think so. He's very embarrassed about the situation.
All right.
Did you hear about the situation that I just talked about?
Yeah, I heard it. Yeah. I heard you.
I'm just saying, he had that situation. He's embarrassed.
All right, let's do it. So we're in. LeBron over?
Yeah, let me discuss this with myself for just a few more minutes.
Okay. All right. All right, want me to do headlines here?
Yeah, I guess so. We got to talk today. The Dolphins, they will take the field at Hard Rock Stadium tomorrow against the Falcons, preseason game one. I'm very ready for this. Today, two very big national days as it comes and pertains to our show.
Mm-hmm.
National Pickleball Day.
Yeah.
And Whataburger Day.
Oh.
Now, Solana, of course, big pickleball player, not as big a fan of Whataburger as me. Caused a little tension.
Mm-hmm.
Ronde Gadsden, though, huge pickleball player. And the dude played in Dallas, lived in Dallas. I imagine he had plenty of trips to Whataburger. He's going to join us today. We can talk some Dolphins, pickleball, and Whataburger with Ronde Gadsden. Josh Appel is going to join us today in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll be headed down to the Lone Depot Park. Get ready to do the public address announcing for some Marlins action tonight. Who they got tonight? Is it the Reds still?
Yeah, still playing the Reds, Hawk.
I'm going Saturday.
Got tickets
for Saturday.
Nice. Yeah. We were giving away tickets for Saturday's game for the past like week on the station, so it'll be a lot of listeners there. Yeah, we were.
Is it a special day? Maybe I got to bail on this. Is it Bark at the Park?
I believe it's Bark at the Park. Or no, it's Beer Fest. No, Beer Fest. Beer Fest.
Oh,
on
Beer
Saturday.
Fest. All right.
Yeah, Beer Fest on Saturday. Yeah.
3 weeks from now, I'm going back there because it's Aperol Spritz Fest.
Did you see what the Marlins are doing, by the way? Their new promotion. We know about SpongeBob.
Got a Barbie jersey.
Yeah, the Marlins will have a Barbie night August 23rd versus the Chicago Cubbies. Special ticket package, like all the other ones. There's a Barbie pink jersey, Marlins edition.
They should bring out Patty Mills to throw out the first pitch.
Ah, put a shrimp on the Barbie.
You see?
I like that.
All right.
Patty Mills was in the Olympics with Team Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. How'd he do?
They were eliminated.
Well, better luck next year.
These headlines, by the way, driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Jimmy liked it. It was very low-key. Better luck next year when it comes to the Olympics.
Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. This update also brought to you by Dade County Federal Credit Union, a financial institution you can trust. Now serving Dade and Broward counties. Go to dcfcu.org for more info. Attention parents, stretch your back-to-school budget with DCFCU's back-to-school loan. Get a loan for essential supplies, even laptops, rates as low as 7.99% APR, plus Save extra during Florida's tax-free holiday. Again, visit dcfcu.org/education for more information. More on jerseys, Hawk. The Dolphins announced yesterday they'll have two throwback jersey nights this upcoming season. You ask me, it's too little throwback right. jersey nights. But
you'd rather have 15 of those games be in the regular jersey and, you know, two wacky nights.
No, just give me every game with the throwbacks. Enough. We've gone over this too many times, but the Dolphins' new logo sucks. The Dolphins' jerseys currently suck. The colors are mid. Like, just go back to what everybody loves. It's such an easy fix here for Steven Ross. It really is. And Tom Garfinkel.
Yeah, you're not off the hook, Garfinkel.
Mm-hmm. Buffalo, Thursday Night Football, Week 2. You're going to get the green throwbacks, aqua throwbacks.
There's football tonight?
No. Week 2. And then at Green Bay on Thanksgiving Day, you will get the white throwbacks as well.
Oh,
so.
you're not saying Buffalo plays tonight. Although there's got to be NFL tonight, though, right? Thursday night?
I believe there is. I believe there's
preseason
tonight. Yeah,
New England and Carolina. The Giants and the Lions.
Yeah.
These are big games tonight.
You want to pull a little parlay on these four games?
No argument here.
Moneyline parlay? Just take a guess here at who's going to win.
Well, there's two games.
Oh, yeah, two tonight.
Four teams.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Dolphins are going to play the Falcons tomorrow at Hard Rock Stadium. Don't forget, we've got Game Day Uncensored beginning at 3 p.m. after our show. And tonight, Inter Miami, they host Toronto FC, round of 32 action in the League's Cup. Inter Miami versus Toronto tonight.
See, Caleb Williams is going to start for the Bears on Saturday.
Josh Allen is starting
really?
For the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott said today that Josh Allen and most of the starters are going to play the Bears in the preseason opener Saturday. And he said they'd play a quarter, give or take.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Get it out of the way early.
I guess.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nick Foles announced his retirement today as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
No Dolphins training camp today, obviously. They will play tomorrow. Those are your headlines, Hawk.
All right. Anything else?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Again, call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's around 85 degrees tonight. The lows will be in the low 80s. That is your weather.
All right. Crowder will be joining us for today's program. Solana also mentioned it. We only have a one-hour show tomorrow, because we'll have Game Day Uncensored with Brendan Tobin and Solana from 3 till 7, leading you up to preseason game number 1. We're going to put a wager in on the USA-Serbia game, maybe during this commercial break. I think it's going to be the LeBron over. I think I'm down with that. Maybe we do the over on points and over on assists?
Yeah, I'm in.
That way you kind of hedge, hey, is he getting everyone involved, or maybe he's doing it all?
You sold me on this narrative. LeBron's embarrassed. He's going to come out,
he's
prove a point tonight. All right, yeah, you sold me.
Guy, he almost cried when he realized what was going on. He got embarrassed. Josh Appel is going to join us today as well, so we have a lot of stuff to get to.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give him the chicken little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Double dip.
Hawk and Crowder. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Very big day on the show. Because tomorrow night, Dolphins have preseason game number one.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, I don't think. Although, Josh Allen is playing in preseason game number one for the Bills, and Caleb Williams is starting preseason game one for the Bears on Saturday. But I don't think we're going to see any Dolphins starters on Friday.
You're the number one offense in the league. What are you trying to prove?
But today's a big day, because Aronde Gadsden, who was a beloved Miami Dolphins receiver, and I imagine... We talked about this yesterday. You played in preseason games, right, Crowder? Even though you were a starter.
Yes, they always had
like preseason games 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you make an appearance in all four games when there were four preseason games?
After my rookie year, not four. But my rookie year, I played all four, every quarter of all four preseason games. But then after that was the dumb approach to one quarter in the first one, 1.5 quarter in the second one, third is the dress rehearsal. So you have to play a half and come out for one series, four adjustments, and then the fourth preseason game. No, it sounds dumb now, but it was just what we were used to.
But now nobody plays at all.
Nope. Why?
But I imagine Aronde played and stuff. But regardless, anyway, so today is also National Pickleball Day, and Aronde is a big pickleball player. Solana is as well. Solana is saluting. Today is National Whataburger Day. And Aronde won a ring with the Dallas Cowboys. Dude lived in Dallas. I'm imagining he had plenty of detours to Whataburger. Around every corner. Around every corner. So let's talk with him. Hello, OG.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening?
I want to talk pickleball, and I want to talk Whataburger, and I want to talk preseason football. And I'm going to come back to Whataburger, but just... True or false, you made several detours to Whataburger in your time in Dallas.
Without a doubt. Whataburger would stay open late, and that would probably be the reason why a lot of detours were made. You know, Dallas is a place that closed at 2 a.m., so Whataburger would stay open, you know, until 2 a.m. And so, and I was kind of, I wouldn't say infatuated, but I guess I was, just because they made their burgers upside down, right?
If I remember correctly. Salty. There's something about them. They're big and salty. I think they're a really good burger. Solana had it for the first time a couple weeks ago when he went to SEC Media Days. Crowder and I had it together for the first time when we were in Dallas. I thought it was a good salty burger. They have that spicy ketchup, OG. You heard of that spicy ketchup?
Yeah, I like the spicy ketchup. I wish we could steal that. But like I said, they make their burgers upside down. I think the burgers on the top and lettuce, tomatoes on the bottom. plastic. That
right,
was,
all the toppings
that
are on the bottom.
That was cool. Yeah, that was like, that was like real cool. Like, let's go get the upside down burger. But I think the fact that they stayed open later than everybody else is why. And like you said, they're on every corner. That's right. A big deal too.
So yeah. you were leaving that late church service. That's why you needed that 2 a.m. Right?
midnight mass.
Oh, yeah. The revival services. the revival.
But I got to get into the football game, but here's what happened. So I've been talking about Whataburger because I wish they had it here. There's one in Tallahassee. I've been to the one in Tallahassee. I've been to the one in Dallas. So Lana had never been around one. He hears me and Crowder talk about it, and I think Whataburger is better than In-N-Out Burger. And I haven't had a huge amount of experience with either of them, but the few times I've been to both, I think Whataburger is better. So Solana goes to Dallas a couple weeks ago, and instead of going to Whataburger to eat there, he Uber Eats it to his hotel twice. And it's like a 20-minute Uber Eats ride. And now he's telling us, he's like, yeah, it's not even that good or whatever. But he's not getting the Whataburger experience.
Yeah, nah, you got to go to the place with the W, Solana. You can't. In certain things, you can't DoorDash.
Right.
One of them. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's one of them. You might as well call in Tallahassee and say, hey, what time are you going to be here with my Whataburger? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's no bueno, man. No bueno. Like, you got to go for the experience, Solana. You're not you're not getting adjusted to the whole situation. You know what I mean? I kind of figured that about you though. Like you like the half ass on experiences, man.
Bingo! You nailed it. What I've been talking about. You've never been to Whataburger in your life, so you're gonna have some guy drive 20 minutes. Guy's putting it on the dashboard of his Buick Regal, and he can't find the entrance to the hotel. And the grease is coming through the bag or whatever.
Yeah.
And now you're gonna wax poetic about what's wrong with Whataburger.
Ooh, like go to the
restaurant and sit down in the Whataburger and order a burger and let them give you the spicy ketchup and experience the whole experience.
You guys are acting like this is a Barton G or like the Poppy Steak restaurant. Literally, the best thing to Uber Eats it's fast food. Like, literally. That's
no,
what it's
not,
for.
None of you never been there before. You got to go sit in the booth with the
that's
hard.
That's what I said.
Seat. Booth? You got to sit. Yeah, you got to sit there and be uncomfortable. Like, damn, my ass hurt.
Yes.
But I'm going to eat this Whataburger with this spicy ketchup. Like, you he's a Whataburger?
So the difference between me loving Whataburger and my experience, which was, it was good. Like, I would go there again, is that I need my ass to hurt, OG?
You need to walk into the
place. Yeah, you need a bag to be uncomfortable.
Man.
Like, because you're going to eat it fast now and get heartburn and be like, ooh, that was a good burger, but I don't feel too good right now.
Bums walk in. You don't know if your life's in danger. It's all part of the experience, man.
Yeah, like, you go into a place that got a big W. Like, who wants to go to an orange W place? Yeah, me. Yeah. I want to go
sitting there. In your safe Hilton, gathering all your Hilton points, and the rest of us are living like real people at the Whataburger.
Right. You got somebody bringing you your food on a scooter with the food in the back. Now the lettuce all slide to the side, mayonnaise all on the bottom. You don't get the real experience that way, Solana. But I got to figure that about you, waxing poetically. Yeah.
Yeah. Sitting there with that free USA Today, you know, he's so so high and mighty, you know, in his hotel room.
Using the robe that come with the place.
The robe.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't eat Whataburger in a hotel robe. You're not getting the experience.
Yeah, you're not getting the experience with them stupid ass slippers on. No, get out of there, Solana.
OG, you owned a monkey.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I didn't go to the zoo to see the monkey. I had one. I had the full experience. I had the full monkey.
100%.
Everything you needed. Yeah.
Guy goes 100%.
OG, you don't put them robes on, OG.
No, I don't. I don't. But I can see Solana putting them on. I hate them little stupid slippers. Like, I try to put it in, like,
my second pinky toe is half off the thing. It looks so stupid.
What you wear, 15? I'm sure they don't make 15s in those.
At 15. They don't. They 15 don't. They
W.
Don't. They don't.
15W.
How about this?
Double E.
You're driving. Let's say they open Whataburgers and In-N-Outs everywhere. You're driving down University Drive, and all the following are available. Which one do you stop at? You can only stop at one. Whataburger, McDonald's, Arby's, Chick-fil-A, In-N-Out Burger, Taco Bell.
Eesh. What time is it, though?
Oh, that's a good call. I'm going to say 3 in the afternoon, but you've barely eaten anything. You had some cotton candy grapes for lunch.
Cotton candy grapes? All right. You shop at the fancy places like French Market. Because when Dixie don't got cotton candy grapes, they got the grapes with a little brown thing on them sometimes. But you know, I'm going to have to stop at Arby's. Not going to tell you no lie. Whataburger would be second, but I'm going to Arby's.
You love Arby's.
I do. One of the few African Americans that stand up for Arby's stand on.
That started to go viral on Twitter last week. Did you see that? A black guy was and went viral questioning, do black people ever go to Arby's?
Nope. Him and OG. That's your answer. I'll tell you that now.
And they got potato cakes back.
Let's go.
You gotta have a mocha shake. a mocha shake? You have a mocha shake? Oh, man. But back to Solana and Whataburger wearing the robe that's too short.
It's a bad look. His pieces are showing while he's eating the Whataburger. No one wants that. The whole thing. Yeah. So we're resetting everything. Solana, you still have never been to Whataburger, and you cannot have an opinion.
No, I mean, I have. I've had Whataburger twice.
No, have you been to Whataburger? Have you been to Whataburger?
OG, I liked it. That's the most confusing part about this.
What time did you do this DoorDash from Whataburger? Can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, so the first order was, I don't know, like a 9 p.m.er. I was watching the MLB Home Run Derby, so like 9 p.m.
You're in Dallas. You're in a different city, and you're young guy. You couldn't leave the Radisson to go to Whataburger. You had to have them bring it to you.
Why?
It's 9 o'clock in Dallas? Aronde told you the place runs till 2.
If I had a car.
You're in the Radisson.
If I had a car.
You definitely didn't have a robe in the Radisson. Hilton. The Hilton, I got you. But the Radisson? Okay, my bad.
You Radisson, definitely you're just covering your parts with an ice bucket.
And the Radisson with 2 D's? Oh, man. You didn't even have an ice bucket. You had to go get your cup to the ice machine. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Catch it in his shirt.
I love that. But you didn't need a robe. You could just come down in the Radisson with your skivvies on. You could come down with
your wife. Like,
nobody
anything
cares.
Goes.
Nobody in that lobby but you and the guy behind the desk that's sitting in his chair watching the Home Run Derby on his phone, too. You don't care. Oh, no. Get a GoFundMe for Solana when he go on the trips if you're in the Radisson. Let me know, man. I got some extra Marriott points for you, man. Get to the courtyard.
You could transfer your Bonvoy points to like Delta or whatever. The Radisson, you can transfer it to like Frontier Airlines. Like, we got the relationship with
the Radisson got a limit on floors. Like, you got to be on, like, your penthouse in on floor four, like in the Radisson. That's all we got, four floors.
We got the suite. The suite on floor four.
The suite is a handicap room. You got the big shower, Solana. Okay, so maybe the DoorDash wasn't such a bad idea. At least you got to get out the room to go to the lobby.
When you have to walk outside to get to the lobby, you're at a rest.
They got the push button air conditioner. Like, push the button. Cold. Fan. You got the heat, the cold, and the fan. You got to push the button.
The DoorDash driver, after he dropped off Solana, is staying in the room next to him.
Oh, they ain't even waiting for you. Your food was at the front desk, in the bag, in the Whataburger bag. Oh, man.
All right, let's reset. Solana has never been to Whataburger. Move on.
Wait till
he goes to Dallas the next time. Dolphins open preseason tomorrow night. Game one, and it's the Atlanta Falcons in town. So, and let me just ask you, I was saying to Crowder as we were bringing you on, did you play in preseason game? It meant a little something
absolutely
more back in the day.
Absolutely.
Like, it literally seems to mean almost nothing now.
Yeah, absolutely. I played in all four of them. Absolutely. The fourth one was maybe the least amount you played. You know, the fourth one, you probably got a series and then sat down. But those first three, especially three was really dress rehearsal. You know, you had to play the three until the third quarter. I think we played to the end of the third quarter. Back then in the first and second, you know, I think the biggest thing I think is they expanded the playbook. You know, like, obviously the first game you only had like hit your slants and a go. You only had like three routes you could run. But I think, I think, you know, and I think the timing was different too, because, you know, like, Channing might, you know, like that fourth game, like that was the bubble game. Like, oh boy, like you gonna make it, you gonna not make it, you gonna make the practice squad. You know, those guys was wanting you to get out quick because they were on a short leash. And, you know, they wanted to know whether they were going to be there or not be there. So it was a real crucial time. I think just the whole landscape has changed with that. I mean, if you weren't a starter with a big contract, you had to play, really had to play, you know.
And, OG, now I was talking about it earlier, too, where we were so mentally conditioned to, one quarter first, you know, first game, second game, you can play a quarter and a half. Third game, you can play a half with one series for adjustments. Like, but now as a grown man looking back, like, it was just mental conditioning that you thought that was the way. I really don't feel as if, like you're talking about, if you already on the team, you already in the league, I'm looking at it now, bro, I think the preseason is a damn waste of time.
I don't know. I think you really have to get into it. Like you say, mentally, to get your routine down pack. I think, you know, I think if you don't have at least one preseason game, two preseason games, like, you know, you could probably have one you got to play and then the other one for, you know, the people trying to make the squad. But I think you have to have some type before that first game, because the first game, you know, becomes really important, you know, and then you look back and say, oh, if we had won that first game, then we would have made the playoffs, so we'd have had home field advantage. So I think it's just so serious, and, you know, they pay these people a lot of money, but I understand what you're saying, because, you know, we're not, you know, teaching Tyreek and Tua how to, you know, throw a deep ball and run the routes, but I think they do have to, you know, you have to get in your routine, getting yourself together, going to the game, you know, where certain things are at the stadium, you know,
what car you're going to drive, what time you're getting there. I know it's a little different because it's a nighttime game and you play during the day, but I think the dry run has to happen sooner or later before the first game so you know, okay, I'm ready. Like, you know, you see Tyreek Hill and them, you know, they come out there, socks are down, you know, they don't have on the wristband, so you know they're not playing. But I think the fact that you're out there running around, even talking to the younger players, gets you in the rhythm of, okay, next week is a real game, you know. I mean, like I said, once again, obviously the quarterback and, you know, you don't have to. But I still think mentally for the old players, you can go through it. But the younger players like Porkchop going to need that. He going to need that to get ready for his situation because I think, you know, for all intents and purposes, he's going to be a starter, you know. So he has to go through that to get, you know, and you have Phillips and you have Chubbs in his ear telling them what to do or what they should do or what they did. You know, if they just went to game one, you know, I really can't help you on game one. You know, it's nut cutting time on the game one account, you know.
Now, what about, because you mentioned Tua and Tyreek at the beginning of that answer.
Go ahead.
Solana wasn't paying attention. I said Tyreek.
Tyreek about to show out these.
Solana missed it. How'd you miss that one?
Tyreek.
That's
what we got, Hawk.
Yeah.
Tyreek.
Yeah. 8 days of Tyreek. So Tyreek gets this giant restructured contract and Tua gets his giant restructured contract. And so what is reasonable expectations now for this team? I think it's got to be more than just going to the playoffs. And I think it's got to be more than just winning a playoff game. Like everything has fallen into place. No.
You know, it's the same thing. I think, you know, first things first is definitely you. I mean, I don't think that those expectations weren't there before. You know what I'm saying? I think you kind of knew that Tua was going to get the contract because he's the quarterback. And once you knew we were going to sign him, because, you know, obviously I just wasn't the biggest Tua advocate, but I think right now I'm happy with the signing. I mean, he's the guy. If you're going to keep the coach, you got to keep the quarterback. And if you got to keep the quarterback, you got to keep Tyreek or none of it work. Right. So those things are in place. But I think the number one key for us, and I can say us because, you know, I've been a part of it. None of it's going to work if we got to go somewhere in South Florida for a playoff game. You know what I'm saying? So we got to win the AFC, you know, East. I think that's the most important thing. After that, we can probably, you know, that in turn will help us win the first playoff game because it's tough. I mean, last year we had to go to Kansas City. I mean, the best thing we can say about that is, we had to go to Kansas City and they won the Super Bowl. Wow, all right. But, I mean, everywhere else is going to be cold. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland, unless we go into San Diego, L.A., you know what I mean? Like, oh, Jacksonville. You know, every place else, you know, everybody else is going to be, you know, it's going to be cold. So I think that is where we're looking to. That's where I'm looking to. Like, that's when the AFC East and then see how things shake out because that in turn gives us a home playoff game. Then all those things become, you know, we got to get our defensive ends back. Then we'll see, you know, how well the money is spent. Because I just think if you're going to have the coach for a long period of time, you got to have the quarterback. Because the quarterback, you know, is the arm of the coach. Like, I don't think we would have another quarterback if, you know, if that wasn't the coach. And now, you know, if you Tyreek not there, I don't think the quarterback works. So I do think we have to win at least two games in the playoffs for it to be, you know, for it to be well worth it.
Yeah.
Acceptable, yeah, for the money. Because, you know, everybody going to be on the money. Oh, you know, first bad pass. Oh, we paid $212 million for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, my quarter, you know, Dan was the quarterback, and then when he left it was Jay, and man, Jay won some playoff games. You know what I mean? So, you know, he's got to do it. There's no excuses now. You got the money, you got the two guys you need locked up. You got a bevy of running backs. I mean, I don't know what else you needed. You got the head coach. I don't know what else we need at this point.
And OG, knowing with this first game, with this preseason pretty much all overall, knowing that there's going to be, you know, guys in and out of the lineup, you know, the depth chart's not going to be solidified yet. What are you looking for? Because honestly, I do not know what the hell the defense is going to look like. I don't know what Anthony Weaver runs. So that's my thing. What are you looking for in the preseason to better understand this 2024 team?
Well, I think because of all of what we said, we got to make sure the offensive line is you know, intact, decent. We got a solid five starters that's going to play. And if we don't, who are the backups that we need to come in? Because we know one of the guys probably not going to play a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to know that we got somebody that can step in and take that spot. So I think that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, every other spot, I think, for the most part, has adequate, you know, backup. I think we got a bevy of receivers, one of them being guy coach Anthony Schwartz. Hopefully he makes the team. You know, you got a stable of running backs. You got everybody look fast at the running back, everybody. And so I think, you know, and I like Mike White. You know, the games Mike White has started, you know, he's due for 400 yards. You know, so I think it's, you know, we adequate at everything there. It's just I don't know the offensive line, and I need to see them, you know, able to not only, you know, maul for the running game, but to, you know, to take care of Tua. And I think that's the only only X factor, you know, that we don't know. Because, I mean, you know, for all intents purposes, I mean, you have the number one player in the NFL on your team.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that you know, and you gave Tua the money that, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't think, you know, he should get. You know what I'm saying? So you got everything in place that you need when you put up, even on paper, when you put up our roster against everybody else's roster, you know what I mean? Like, it's right there. So I think the O-line is the only question, you know, that we have. And we've seen people win with, you know, I don't know, but lesser O-lines, but, you know, just as adequate an O-line, you know, as we have. So I think that's the biggest key. The defense, you know, I think, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, I think I can't really – I'm not going to, you know, rate the defense or say anything with the defense until we get our two defensive ends back. I can't – you just can't because, you know – like, whoever, you know, we know Ramsey can handle himself, but the other cornerbacks, and we know, you know, safeties are really good. So those three are good. The defensive backfield is great. I see what the linebackers do, but, you know, all that is a domino effect. If you ain't getting no pressure on the quarterback, everybody open. I'm going to get open. Mm-hmm. Give me 5 seconds, I'm going to get open. If you get no pressure, you know, so that I can't really rate them. And like you said, I don't know what Weaver runs, but, you know, I'm pretty sure – I mean, you know, hey, stop him from scoring 30. We should win.
The young man's name is Chop. It's not Pork Chop. I don't know if you're hungry or not.
He keeps calling Pork Chop, and I like that better.
I like that better. Like, why? Yeah. Like, why we don't put the pork in front of it? Like, just Chop. Like, I don't like Chop.
The whole reason he goes to Arby's, we got the meats. Like, why are we just calling him Chop? Chop could be a chop salad. Yeah. You want a chop salad or you want a pork chop? Who do you want out on the football field, pork chop or chop salad?
I mean, they too little. I mean, if I can say,
yeah.
I mean, lamb chop you got to have. Like three lamb chops equal one pork chop. You know.
We don't have any time to talk pickleball. We went way over. We were talking about the Radisson.
Oh, man. We talked about.
We'll start tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, man. Talk to y'all later.
Aronde Gadsden on his way to an Arby's right now. All right, don't go anywhere. We got more Hockman and Crowder.
Let me tell everybody about my friends at Hollywood Kia. Their goal is to be number one, I tell you this every day, by making your car buying experience the absolute best possible. And that's what I experienced, the absolute best car buying experience when I went to Hollywood Kia. I'll tell you more about that in a second. But they have the highest volume of Kia sales in Florida. So you're going to find an extensive selection of new models and certified pre-owned vehicles to choose from, whether you want to trade in, whether you want to buy a brand new Kia, or if you're looking to lease a Kia as well, head to Hollywood Kia, visit their dealership, and you're going to see that they can do the deals that other dealers can't or won't do. Again, I experienced this myself. My fiance is driving the beautiful Kia Sorento. You have to see this car to believe it. She absolutely loves it. And truthfully, I love driving it every opportunity I get as well. But not just the Sorento, the Kia Forte, the Soul, the Sportage, the Telluride. You can also go fully electric now. The all-new Kia EV9. If you're looking to go fully electric before you make any other decision, remember, Solana told you, go test drive the EV9. Trust me, you will not regret test driving that vehicle. Again, head to Hollywood Kia. Ask for Mitchell. He's the sales manager there for all these vehicles. They're on the lot there at Hollywood Kia. Again, they can do the deals that other dealers can't or won't do. You can also check out their website, hollywoodkia.com. Search by year, model, price range, and more. But don't forget, at the dealership, you're going to experience their no-pressure environment, and they're going to help you find the perfect vehicle for your needs and budget, whether you're in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, or if you live in Miami, like me, the best customer service around is at Hollywood Kia. They're conveniently located in Hollywood, right off the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. We want to see you in a Kia from Hollywood Kia.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What are you looking at, ass?
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.